Hey guys, it's Pastor Jeff Durbin with Apologia Church, Apologia Radio, and Studios. I'm here to talk to you today about Summer White. Yes, Summer White, the offspring of Dr. James White. She has a wonderful, delicious new show and website. You can go to sheologians.com. Check her out. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Make sure you guys rate it. Leave a comment. Let people know about this amazing show with Summer White and Joy Temby, the girl from Apologia Radio. That's right. Two classy, wonderful, Jesus-loving women talking about solid theology, talking about God and the world. You don't want to miss it. Sheologians.com is where you go. And don't forget, if you're blessed by the ministry of Sheologians, Summer White and Joy Temby, make sure you guys help it happen. Go to patreon.com/sheologians. patreon.com/sheologians. Offer some monthly support. If you love solid theology and ladies, you should support the ministry and the work of Sheologians. It's two ladies talking about the Lord, the Word of God, and the world. It's a study of God. They're talking about amazing things. And sometimes they even talk about feminism. And they critique that in light of God's word. So it might just be a study of the grave. That was actually a theological nerd joke right there. Some of you guys may have caught it. You might want to catch up. It was pretty good. So if you love the ministry of Summer White and Joy Temby, you should support at patreon.com/sheologians. They would be blessed. We would be blessed. We would be grateful. Continue to pray for the work and the ministry at sheologians.com.
Have you had your soup today?
The cold, crisp taste of Coke is so satisfying, it keeps me from eating something else that might really add those pounds.
Hey everybody, we're here, we're Sheologians, where we put the her in hero, hero. It works, it's in there,
it's
okay,
totally, yeah,
I don't
want to
hear about it.
It works.
And speaking of which, I am here with my co-host Summer, who is an ardent and grammatically correct internet connoisseur.
Wow. Joy, when you talk to me like that, I just want you to know that if I were a cat, I would want to spend at least 6 lives with you, which,
wow,
all things considered, is a pretty big commitment for
right.
a cat.
Right.
So
I totally.
That's how I feel about you.
Thank you.
It's really weird that you're sitting all the way over there.
I know. We're a little further away
having a hard
from
time.
Each other today.
Having a hard time with it. So, hey, it's Christmas.
It is.
These decorations in the studio that you put up are fantastic.
I love them.
You did a really great job.
Christmas decorations.
Yeah, there's
staple
like,
right. of Christmas.
Right, there's like baubles in front of my face right now. It's so right. Christmas in here.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't baubles. What are these?
Ribbons.
Ribbons.
Ribbon curl.
I tried to wrap a present yesterday,
uh-huh.
And it looked like it had already been unwrapped when I was done with it.
So I'm all right at wrapping presents.
Mm.
My mom is the true,
right.
true gift wrapper.
Right.
She has a little box of ornaments and
oh.
trees and things like that
I
that she
her.
Like ties onto.
Yeah.
She can do, I mean, imagine the longest ribbon curl you've ever seen.
Okay.
She did it.
She did. That was her.
She can do like a 40-foot
wow.
ribbon curl.
It's amazing. You know what? Actually, now you bring that up. My dad, he can wrap a present. Isn't
James
that
White?
James White. He can wrap a present like really well.
Actually, I can see that a little bit.
Like
he, totally see that.
Yeah, he'll like even the tape is like straight on like
right.
the perfect fold,
and only a certain amount of tape.
Only a certain
like,
because
not,
he's frugal.
Right,
right.
Like it because it just it doesn't look as magical if you can see like a bunch of tape.
No, he does a really good job, but he is also Santa. He I think he might be Santa.
Right.
I know that when I was a child, they used to get presents that said from Santa, and I knew they were from him.
He must have been coming to my house too, because I also right. got those.
Right. So let's talk about that.
Right.
Did you do Santa as a kid?
We did do Santa as a kid, but he was a part of Christmas.
Right.
But I don't have any recollection of believing that he was real.
No, me neither.
Santa as in the
right.
the fairy tale Santa that comes down your chimney and things like that.
I never had a fireplace. I live in Arizona.
I remember asking my mom questions about Santa, but I don't remember being disappointed when someone said he's not real.
Right.
I think I just thought he was a fun part of Christmas.
Right.
Just like the ornaments and the ribbon curls and things like that.
Right.
But not necessarily a real person.
Right. So I remember a couple years ago when I was officially an adult. Like sometimes I forget that I'm an adult. Like I am an adult. I'm old now. But in the beginning of my adulthood, when I have a kid, I had a kid talking to parents, and someone very seriously asked me, are you going to, are you going to do the whole Santa Claus thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, yeah, I love Christmas.
Right.
And they were so offended. They were like, so you're going to lie to your child? And I was so taken aback. And I was like, wait, what are you talking about? So there was never a time in my life when I believed Santa was real. I think if my parents had tried to convince me that Santa was real, I don't even think it would have happened. I think I would have just like...
I just don't think...
I couldn't have...
I can't see your dad...
No.
As much as he is Santa.
He is Santa.
I can't see your dad going out of his way to convince you.
No. The only thing he's ever gone out of his way to convince me of is that Las Vegas is in California, which he worked really hard for.
And the gospel.
Well, there's that. but also, sometimes I still have a moment when I'm like, Vegas is totally in Nevada, right?
Yes,
I'm like,
we'll
have a second.
Is. And you're like, oh, okay.
Hey.
Thanks, Dad.
Right. Like, it's still, I'm a little scared. But anyway, then, I think a couple years ago, it was kind of the cool thing. And like, all the reformed, like the million reformed groups and blogs to discuss.
Truth seekers.
Right. The evils of Santa Claus. And like, these conversations would get out of control because people felt so strongly one way or the other.
Right.
And like, I feel like I'm smack dab just in the middle. Like, obviously, deception isn't okay. Like, it's not like all of a sudden it's the Christmas season and you can just like break the ninth commandment all over the place and just lie and deceive people and use your position in your children's lives to like convince them of something cruelly. But then there's also this sense where it's like it's this mythical part of Christmas. I enjoy fairy tales. I want my kids to enjoy fairy tales.
And it's very unavoidable.
Right.
You could never tell your kids about Santa and they would know who
still
Santa
know about
is.
Santa. Right. I haven't told Clementine about Santa. And the other day, she totally asked me about Santa. I don't know. There's not even like a Santa thing in my house.
Right.
Anywhere or a book. Nothing.
So I think that, fairy tale is kind of the operative
words
here. I also think that even if you tell your kids that Santa's not real, they will still believe that a man is going to come down their chimney. I have experienced that. I have seen kids that have been told absolutely he's not. They have been educated on who Saint Nicholas was as a man.
Right.
And they still want to believe. And I think that what that is that children have beautiful imaginations and processing and they will imagine things whether you tell them to imagine them.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Or not. I have a heart for that because it is something that is continued.
You're still
in
doing
in my adult life.
Soundtracking.
And yes. So fairy tales are a thing that are going to happen.
And they should happen.
No matter what. And they should.
Right.
They're good. Kids process a lot of things that way. Kids who are imaginative are smart and creative. And we shouldn't necessarily see them doing something. We shouldn't see them expressing magical thinking and immediately be like, well, that's not real. obviously, there is a point.
Right.
So let's talk about where
the line
it becomes a lie, where it becomes a deception.
Right. Well, I mean, if your child is processing that Santa is make-believe and then you attempt to make them believe that Santa is a real thing, like a real right. person.
It's unsolicited information.
Right.
You offer.
I think that's cruel. I think that's cruel. I do. And I'm not trying to offend anybody that maybe does that, but I think mm-hmm. it's cruel if your kid is trying to understand the difference between reality and make-believe and you push them back into not being able to process the difference between something that's a fairy tale and real,
right.
then I think that could be damaging. I think it's going to damage your witness to them. I mean, why put yourself in a position where every time you say something, your kid is going to be unsure whether or not right. you're telling the truth?
Right.
I definitely would never advocate for that. But what I would advocate for is kids process things. And we're going to talk about fairy tales in depth in February because
yes, we are.
They're very important to both of us. And yes. I believe they're important to the Christian worldview. But
I think so.
Yes. Children, we know this from history, from studying sociology, that kids begin to process the real world through imaginary play and often through fairy tales.
Right.
And they're a great utilization of helping them process.
And it's done with a, typically, with a pure simplicity.
Yes.
That we enjoy here.
Yes.
At Sheologians.
So simple. We want to keep it simple. Like right. people, the whole Santa Claus thing has been so convoluted because everyone has feelings based on their experiences and their opinions. And at the end of the day, deception is not okay. Lying is not okay. Fairy tales are. And helping your kids process the difference between fantasy and make-believe is huge and important. And don't take that away from them. But right. I believe there are way worse and legitimate deceptions that parents are often guilty of with their children that are worse than encouraging healthy imagination and belief in fairy tales. For instance, if you're trying to convince your children that Jesus was God and he was a real man, but you don't live a life of repentance or the fruit of really believing in Jesus, I think you're putting your kids in a much more difficult position than if you allow them to read a few Santa Claus stories.
Right.
So like get your priorities straight.
Right.
Basically.
And also it's worth being said because this is going on the internet that, I mean, if they're your kids, it's your family and you get right. to decide
mm-hmm.
how to do things.
Right.
And there are some more nuances to yep. it. Potentially than
absolutely
we've described here on in this episode. But generally speaking,
don't deceive your children. Don't lie.
Allow their imaginations to run wild.
Yeah.
Because it's a very beautiful thing.
Within healthy, safe boundaries that glorify God.
Right. And it's how, and honestly, an imagination is something that's given to us
yeah.
by God. I think it's interesting, that we can, our brain can come up with a picture of something we've never seen.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, it's God given, and it's what an imagination is what creates artists
mm-hmm.
and writers,
mm-hmm.
and you know, maybe less thought of, but like successful business owners, people that have an imagination and try things a new way or have interesting yeah. thoughts pop into their head. So it's definitely. Being imaginative
right.
is not a bad
characteristic. No,
it's very good.
It's good. Right. And if you don't want to do Santa in your house, I don't care. Don't do it.
Right. Some of the biggest Christmas nuts I know.
Don't do Santa.
Don't do Santa.
Yeah, that's fine.
And they love Christmas.
Right.
It's not, yes. you're not going to miss anything.
Nope.
Without Santa. So decide for yourself.
Right.
Are you deceiving your kids?
Right. Are you breaking a commandment when you bring Santa into the story? And if not, then enjoy yourself.
Santa it up.
Santa it up. So, okay, Joy. I told Joy last night because, Joy, I'm going to pause. I need to tell everyone a story.
Okay.
I was going to do this in the beginning and I forgot about it. And it's really, this is a great story about you.
Oh.
It's, you're not even ready.
About me?
Yeah, I didn't warn you.
Okay.
For a reason.
Here we go.
So, okay, so I'm a single mom of two small children, and I'm trying to make my blog and my podcast work and do it full time. And so I'm pretty busy.
Yeah.
I have a lot on my plate. And I just fail constantly. And Joy normally comes over. I think you might know where this is going. Joy normally comes over on Thursday nights to do show prep. And before you think highly of us, we usually spend like 5 minutes on show prep. And then the rest of the time we quiz each other on the internet or
we talk
discuss
about
personal
random,
issues.
We talk about random, random things.
Just the most random. And then all of a sudden it's 11 o'clock at night and I'm like, hey, are we ready for tomorrow? See you then. So anyway, I'm juggling a lot of pieces. And so what happens very often is, you know, I'll be busy, busy, busy. I'll be cleaning the house. I'll be sucking snot out of children's noses. I'll be making my millionth meal of the day for a hungry one-year-old because the three-year-old never eats. And I'll walk past a bathroom and I'll notice that there's no toilet paper.
Oh.
And because I have a million things going on and because usually I only have one hand free because I'm holding a baby.
Because everyone in the house is watching you in the restroom.
Yeah. And I just don't have time
right.
for anything. So I'll walk by and I'll notice there's no toilet paper in this bathroom. So I'll grab a roll and I'll just set it on top. Like, I won't take the 5 seconds that it takes. And in my defense, it is because I normally only have one hand free.
Right.
January takes up the other one.
I think many people can relate to
okay.
what you're saying.
So I'll just stick the, I'll just put the toilet paper thing on top of the holder and walk away and that's it. And every Friday morning, because Joy comes over on Thursday nights, every Friday morning I'll walk past the bathroom and I will see that she will have put the toilet paper on the holder. And I just want you to know, I just feel like such a princess on Fridays. I'm like, this is how real people live. This is amazing. Like, it's not just sitting there. It's like actually where it's supposed to be. And just that's the kind of friend that Joy is.
Well, so, and the reason I do that is because it's a very simple, tiny little thing. And it doesn't annoy me when people don't do it. These are the things that you can think of as tiny little service opportunities.
They are. They really are.
You see
are.
The thing, it's not going to take you very long.
Nope.
You just do it and you
nope.
know that's one less thing the person
yep.
is going to have to do.
Seriously, I saw that this morning. It was like 6 o'clock in the morning and I saw that and I was like, I am living like a queen right now. And Joy did it. So
all
anyway.
All it took was a second.
I know.
So that's what
I
you
know.
Can do for your friends, people.
Yep. So anyway, so Joy was over last night. We were trying to figure out what we wanted to talk about Christmas-wise for the end of our show. And Joy was, you know, trying to do something fun because Joy is fun. And I am not the fun one. I said, let's just share our favorite Christmas memory because that's really personal and awkward. So
right.
Do you want me to go first? Or you
You're
going
to go first.
Okay.
I'm still thinking of mine.
Okay. So this is no contest for me. Let's see, my grandma, my father's mother, her name was Betty White, by the way, epic.
Yay.
Right? She died in January of 2010. So December of 2009 was our last Christmas together.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just tell you, the Lord put his hand on it. That dinner that we had, it was the last dinner we had at my grandparents, or Christmas dinner that we had at my grandparents' house. And, you know, we're a very Scottish family and we don't drink. So I would describe our family get togethers as just very Baptist-ly.
Okay.
You know, we have a good time, but, you know, no one's super loud. There's really no one that's like crazy off the wall or anything.
Right.
It's pretty, you know, we're Scottish. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever you want to take out of that. But this Christmas, we're all sitting around this table. There was probably like 16, 17 of us. And it was loud and we were having the best time ever. I mean, it was like joke after joke. All of us were red in the face. There was no alcohol. And we were just laughing our faces off. I have not laughed as hard since. So we're having the best time ever. And out of nowhere, there was like kind of a lull for half a second in the conversation. And it was towards the end of dinner. And my brother goes, okay, so can we have pie now? And we all ignored him and kept talking. And like 10 minutes later, I mean, seriously, 10 minutes of joking, laughing, people just like losing their drinks, spitting them out. We're seriously having way too good
of
a time.
Remember on our, not the one you just saw today, but our last Facebook Live when I suggested that we performed LASIK on each other.
Right.
That kind of laughter.
That kind of laughter was going on. It was so hot in there because all of us were just like losing our minds. So 10 minutes later, my brother, he was like, hey, he kind of tried it. He interrupted like someone who was telling a story. He was like, okay, but like, what kind of pie are we having? And all of us were like, ha ha ha, Josh, like calm down about the pie. We're having a good time. So we all resume what we're doing. We're making fun of each other. We're seriously, there was no alcohol. I don't know how the laughter was still happening. And there was another lull in the conversation, and my brother slams his head down on the table and was like, I want pie. And we all laughed at him so hard. No one got up to get him pie. I mean, it was so amazing. I've never seen my grandma laugh. I mean, this was like 10 days, 13 days before she died. I mean, it was like such a gift to have that like last Christmas and have it be the most epic. I can't even tell you a joke that was happening. I just know that for us, that was like really saucy because we're so Scottish. I'm just going to keep using that word. And it was amazing. And when I thought about it this morning, I teared up a little bit because it was so great. It had to have been the Lord. Like the Lord blessed that Christmas.
Right.
So much.
Yeah. He gave you guys that little gift.
Right. I will never laugh that hard ever again. I really don't think that I will. I was like sick. We were all sick afterwards. Right. And then my brother eventually had to get up.
Well, just instantly makes everything funny.
Right.
More funny.
Right. My brother had to get up and go get his own pie, which no, I'm going to stop right there because this is being recorded.
I mean, that sounds about right.
I love him.
Getting
he doesn't
pie
listen
for
to
themselves.
My show. He doesn't listen to my show. It's fine. Whatever.
I don't know. He said I was his favorite Sheologian.
Well, who? That's the right answer. Let's be honest. Okay, do you have yours yet, Joy Tembi?
Okay, I do.
Okay.
I have a lot of Christmas memories. Christmas for me is generally very crazy because my parents have been divorced since I was a very young age.
Right.
So it involved Christmas for me has many times involved traveling and just all day travel. That being said, still love Christmas. I love listening to Christmas music in my car as I travel to all the different families. But so I'll share a lighter Christmas memory. It was also very funny. One year, my stepdad very proudly wrapped all of his presents for my mom, my stepbrother, and I. And he did not label any of them.
Not on purpose. It doesn't sound like.
I mean, he just forgot the step, that step. And he probably just thought, I'll just remember what's in there.
Right.
So my stepbrother opens up a present that my stepdad, his father, hands to him. And we're kind of opening presents and talking and things like that. Nobody's really paying attention. And all of a sudden, we look over at my stepbrother, who's going, thanks, Dad. And he's putting on a coat with a fur collar, a fake fur collar.
Right, right.
It was intended for my mom. And so it was kind of a fun, mysterious present opening morning because he forgot.
So we got
to open each other's presents.
Right, right. I like that. That's fun.
Gift them.
That's kind of fun. So, and like guess who it was for.
Yeah. And it was the funniest thing ever. See, I probably would be better if everyone knew my stepbrother better, but let's just put it this way. He never had and never in the future will wear a fur collared coat.
Got it. I would.
I don't know if I don't.
You don't look like a fur person
to
me.
No, not really.
I mean, I'm not really either, but I just like to be fancy.
Sometimes
I like to be fancy.
You just got to get fancy.
Right, in my plaid shirt. This is my dressy shirt. It's my plaid shirt.
Well, you look beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm working out. So that's it. What do we want to tell him? I don't know. By the time we put out this show, I don't know. T-shirts will be out.
T-shirts may be sold out already.
Right. I don't know.
Hopefully they are.
We could be real Joel Osteen about this. Right. Like, way too excited about the shirts.
They'll all be sold out or we'll have 98 t-shirts left. You guys decide.
I hope they've already decided.
So, by the time you hear this, you can go see if we have any other shirts available. It'll be on sheologians.com/merch.
Because we're a band.
Yes.
Joy That's plays cool. the saxophone. I play the piano. And I just play My Heart Will Go On.
We'll
on repeat.
Sing and dance. And Clementine dances.
She does.
As well.
Great.
And so when you go to Sheologians, you can also go to our Patreon and support us there. You can also find our episodes on sheologians.com, and you can find episodes on iTunes where you can subscribe and listen and
leave us a review.
Yes, exactly.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.